Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of On Point. I'm Dr. J, your host this morning, and I have with me my main man and great, great friend, A-Trey. Trey, you with me? I'm trying to bring Trey in. He should be with us momentarily. Brother Trey, you with us?
Yes, I'm with you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Good morning. How you doing, sir?
Fine, good buddy, good. I'm just great.
Good morning, James. How you doing?
Hey, Lady Sincere, how are you?
Good, and you, sir?
Doing well, doing well. We have a triple threat this morning. Well, welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome. So today we're going to be talking about conformity. And I'm going to just get it started here, Trey. You know, in today's society, a lot of folks, adults or youngsters, they feel like that it's the normal thing to conform to whatever that is, whether it's what the system says or it's clothing, it's the word utilization. I know some folks like those trendy words on fleek and different things like that, but we're always trying to keep up with the Joneses and get what they have and getting the newest shoes and the newest, latest, greatest technology. So what I'm asking today is, how does the system control us? Are we looking at sort of an Orwellian perspective? Is this choice? What makes us make the choices that we do make? And are we worshiping those things that are materialistic? Or are we folks just trying to fit in? Do we get a new car when someone else does? I have a buddy who likes to always be on top of technology. If you get something, he wants to get, you know, the newer technology. So that is the question of the day. So I would like to start with Lady Sincere. What do you think? Do you think that everyone's trying to keep up with the Joneses? Do you think it's the system? What do you think?
Yes, I have same shoes, clothes, especially to the youth. All the youth got to do is go ask their parents. You know, so a lot of this stuff is materialistic. I mean, I can say that because I once was a teen myself, and I wanted the new shoe, or I wanted the latest fashion, or the latest design. I mean, you don't want to go into school with something that's, you know, that's 1950, and it's really 1996 or whatever, so you want to be up to style. It is materialistic, but now that I've grown older, now that I'm paying my money for it, it's like, okay, I don't want the best stuff. Just give me something that looks nice, presentable, I'm good. But I think a lot of the times it's materialistic. It's to keep up with the Joneses because you want to be a part of the trend. You want to be a part of the fashion statement. But most of these trends don't last that long. Do you guys remember the clothing design called Damaged or Used? Remember that name brand? It probably, I was about maybe 10 when it came to mind. You don't remember Damaged, Used, Guess?
Yeah.
What's another one? Apostrophe.
I was back in the day of Guess and some of the girls were Sergio Valente and things like that.
Yeah, some of these things had just slowly faded off. I mean, but it's like they always find out something new to bring to the table. If it's a new technology or if it's a new video game, put it out there. Advertisement is one of the most successful and profitable business, I believe, because they know that, hey, if I advertise it long enough, somebody will get it. But, I mean, it's just that for me, now that I'm older, man, I don't have to have, you know, the latest sneaker or the latest Jordan that's out. Or, you know, don't get me wrong, I want my clothes to be nice and neat, but at one point in time, I was that materialistic person. I had to have a Coach belt, or I had to have, you know, these particular kind of pants or these shoes. But when you get old and you start spending your own money, like, okay, you know what, maybe I don't have to have the best stuff. Not best stuff like that, but maybe I don't have to have this kind of expensive type of brand. But when it comes to technology, I had to have the best stuff because I'm a geek when it comes to technology. You know, for real. Computer.
Well, I'm a computer nerd myself, but, you know, I don't always go out to get the newest, latest, greatest. But I fix them, so I you know, I can hang in there, and I'll go replace it once it starts to kind of lag and so on. I ask
another
question because – go ahead, Trey.
Another part of that is acceptability. Some people would commit to purchasing new things so that they're accepted inside of certain social circles. So you got a kid that – a lot of kids, they conform in order not to be ostracized, you know. And,
I have to agree with you.
Nike used to have this campaign called It's the Shoes. Before Just Do It, it was It's the Shoes. So you'd see Spike Lee, It's the Shoes. So you see Michael Jordan jumping, It's the Shoes. You see Larry Bird shooting, It's the Shoes. And they had Maurice Cheeks running, and they go, It's the Shoes. And you're like, wait a minute. So all of these things are happening because it's the shoes. And so you had these kids whose parents, general pocket size was $45, $50 for shoes, and the kids were asking for $85 and a $90 pair of shoes. And now they've become outlandishly exorbitant. $180 for a pair of kicks that don't make me jump higher, don't make me run faster. You know, they don't give me a little more tread. I can't climb a hill with them. You know, they don't make me lose weight the moment I put the mugs on. So, yes, that's so you can fit in. That's what conforming is. The same thing with sex in school. Little girls.
Ooh, now that one's going to, that, okay, go ahead.
Little girls believe that they're still virgins because, and I'm going to put this crude and crass as hell, and I apologize if it offends anybody, and if it does, that's too bad. You're adults. Get over it. Any other hole besides the one in the front is acceptable. That maintains your virginity. That's bananas. The new goodnight kiss is an oral thing. The what
wow.
do they call this? They call it a tail hello. A tail hello. A tail hello. So they're saying any type of anal response, oral fixation that they could go to, as long as they don't disrupt the front, everything else is fine.
Trey, you know, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I've seen that in other cultures kind of be ruled too. So I think that's interesting, the fact that our teenagers are utilizing it as a conformity thing or a trend, I think is interesting. I want to throw out there, you mentioned Nikes. Now, when I grew up, my mom took us to Payless, so we got kids, and I'm not going to lie, I even got a pair of shoes from the grocery store once. Back when I was growing up, you could buy shoes.
You got some bubble gums?
Man,
everybody. Everybody.
And they kind of look like Adidas.
Look, everybody born before 1990 or 1995 had some bubble gums. Everybody.
You know, it's funny when we talk about conformity, man. You know, I remember being in the gym, in the locker room in sixth grade, and I was getting dressed, and I was putting something in my hair. The guy turned to me, and he says, "You don't have a Jerry curl?" I'm like, "No." He's like, "Man, everybody has a Jerry curl." Well, you know the conversation I had with my mom that night. And
right.
But
I got
you
to
know,
the curl, woman. I need a curl. I need
well,
to be beautified.
It's funny. I came back from the military in 95. And I had been out of the country for a little while. And I saw some of the trends. But where I was stationed, they got there a little bit slower. But apparently at the time, not only getting the $180 Nikes were the trend, was that not only the trend, but people were putting shoes on layaway, apparently. And I remember coming out to the mall, and I went into a store, and I looked at some shoes I liked. And they were just nice-looking shoes. I wasn't necessarily looking to buy them. But the attendant walked up to me, and he says, "You can put those on layaway if you like." And I was offended because I thought, why would I be looking at shoes that I'm going to put on layaway? If I'm going to buy shoes, I'm just going to buy shoes. Who puts shoes on layaway? Evidently, that was
okay.
The thing. And,
I was that kid, man. I was that kid.
I'm not knocking that. Hold on.
Because
he made the assumption.
I have fat feet. My feet aren't like really long, but my feet are really fat. My toes are super wide.
Are you telling me you just gain weight in your feet and nowhere else? Is that what you're saying?
You feel me? You feel me? You know what they say about brothers with fat feet, man? We got big appetite. Anyway. I was just saying.
Maybe children listening.
I've got big appetites. You know, I eat buzzers. But what it was,
hey,
is,
as long
I was
as
like,
your feet are fat, you're still a virgin, though, right?
You feel me? I'm still a virgin. Oh, my God, I hate you so much right now. But, like, I used to go and get, I used to go and purchase the Eggstairs by Red Wing. And if anyone knows what Red Wing were, those are expensive shoes. And it was made for fellas with wide feet, triple E's, F's, you know, triple D's. And I'm like, ugh. And I was like, this sucks. But they weren't real high on the style end, but you know, I figured mm-hmm. I'm mildly cute. I'll make it work. And then I found an Italian cut works well for me. So I got Giorgio Bertini's. I went into Florsheim. Remember Chess King and Oak Tree?
Oh, yeah.
Merry Go Round.
Yeah.
The Symphony.
Yeah,
Bill
yes.
Gamble. Those were my mm-hmm. spots. I went into Sir George. I bought my first pair of Giorgio Bertini's. And they fit like a glove. And I was like, wow, what's this? And he says, you do not want to take the leftists for these because it does not look good. It's so not chic, so not chic. And I was like, well, I must be chic, shan't I? You know? And then I bought a pair, but I wanted another pair and didn't have the money for it. I said, how much are these? And he told me, and I was like, And at the time, that seemed like a fair price. Like $25. I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, you know, I'm a little short. And he says, well, we will hold them for you. I was like, really? And then your boy's closet filled up quickly because I put them on layaway, come back, save those shoes, come back and get them the next payday, and then put another pair on layaway and save those shoes. And it was like they were holding my shoes for me. That's how I looked at it when I was younger. Now they look mm-hmm. at that as an insult. You know, they looked at it as an insult. And I'm like, why? And because at the end of the day, if I never told anybody that I put my shoes on layaway to hold them so that I can rock them at the club, they don't give a damn. They just say, wow, he looks good. Nobody ever says, he looks mm-hmm. good, and he has those on layaway. That bastard. You know?
Let me throw this out there, Trey. I'm looking at this site. Called Teens Love to Know. It's about teen fashion. Now, this is interesting. They say that according to Teenage Research Unlimited, teens spend $103 a week, about $5,356 a year. In 2004, they spent, these are teens between the age of 12 and 19, spent over $169 billion with a B, dollars, which is $30 billion more than, well, sometimes, yes. It is $30 billion more than Texas's 2006 and 2007 biennium budget. Now, think about that. Teens spend more on clothes. That's just clothes. That's not iPhones, iPads, watches, the other things. So it's just an interesting thing. Now, we're just talking about clothing, and we talked about, you know, virginity and keeping it and all that stuff as conforming. But what about doing, and it's not just teens, it's people, what about folks just doing as other people do just because somebody said you should?
Yeah, a lot of that does happen, you know. Keeping up with the Joneses, which is our topic. You know, well, if they have it, I must have it too, though. But, I mean, you don't do what's best for you, you know. You try to keep up with everybody else and do what's best for you.
But who determines that, Lady Sincere? Who determines what's best?
You should be able to determine what's best for you, that person that want to keep up with the Joneses. You should be able to determine what's best for you. If you know for sure you can't afford no $200 gym shoes, Don't go out here and try to break yourself to try to go out here and get it, or rob yourself, or rob somebody to try to go out here and get it. If it's something that you cannot afford, hey, I can't get it. You know what I mean? Like with like perfect example, like with Shaquille O'Neal and Michael Jordan. Shaquille O'Neal, he made sure that he put his gym shoe in Payless to where kids could get them. Michael Jordan, his shoes were only with a Foot Locker. You know what I mean? So imagine those kids that really want Jordan to afford them. But I mean, but they can go to Payless and get Shaquille O'Neal's shoes.
On that, Stephon Marbury, who used to be an N1 player and used to play in the NBA, went over to China. Got no respect here. Went over to China as a damn near superstar god of basketball. He got his shoes made, put them in Frank and Eddie, I believe it was called. Don't quote me, Frank and Eddie. The shoes were $10. Real leather.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, the thing was, he has a billion people over there, and of a billion people,
right.
10 million of them
right.
buy his shoes.
Exactly.
Rest my case.
Yeah, exactly.
And he got them over here, and they just said, well, no, they're low quality. They're low quality because they're not Nike. They're not Adidas. And, like, listen, they're created by Spalding. Do your thing.
Right. Right. Quick thing. Step of Dollars. Now, do y'all eat Dollars, Trey? You and Lady
Oh, Sophia? Most definitely.
Okay. They have amazing olives, some of the best I've ever tasted. They have the blue cheese, the one stuff with almonds. I've had the jalapeno. They have some stuff with garlic, too. They do things like dirty martini juice, but they have 18-year-old balsamic vinegars and olive oils from Italy, Spain, California. They have this olive oil, or rather this balsamic vinegar that's coconut. It's amazing. But it's the cherry balsamic Bordeaux. It's just absolutely just out of control. If you want to try some of their amazing products, you can reach them at stuffatolives.com. That's www.stuffatolives.com. If you place an order for more than $100 and you send an email to Bob, who's the owner, and I know this, but he's just top of the line, but that's Bob at stuffatolives.com. You send him the promo code of radio. He's going to throw in any item you like from his vast selection absolutely free. So that's stuffatolives.com. Good stuff, folks. Oh, try the ones with jalapeno, man. If you like spicy, it's good stuff. He also has dirty martini juice. Anyway,
so don't be playing with my taste bud. Don't play with my taste.
Oh man, he used to have these the cinnamon almonds, and I don't think he carries them anymore. But man, you know when you go to like the Renaissance Fair and they have the cinnamon roasted almonds, those things.
Right. I think you can only get stuff like that at novelty places or like Trader Joe's, but now you have an outlet, a market that you can get that from. Yes, consider me there. Mm-hmm. Color me there.
Yeah, I know somebody who makes coconut coated cashews around those times too. You know, so I know.
Don't play, boy. Don't be playing.
Oh goodness. So, you know, getting back to our topic. We're talking about conformity. Now, we've talked about clothes. We've talked about how people behave and what they do. We've talked a little bit about sex. Let's take it to a slightly different level and different lens. And my question becomes, is there a system in place that tries to control, guide, and normalize people so that they fit into a certain category, behave a certain way? Do you think?
Okay, hold on. Something I want to address, and I'll be brief about it. There's this thing called manning, M-A-N-N-I-N-G, and it's for boys. And it's a nasty little habit, so I'm going to tell every dad, and I know there's some dads listening, and some moms too, and I can't make this any more plain, any more clear. Take your left or your right foot with the hardest shoe you have, place it on the foot and raise it back using perpetual force. Launch the foot forward to make sure it targets the posterior of the abdomen of that child, because now they have this thing called manning where you have to punch your girl. You have to punch your girlfriend in order. And you have to punch your girlfriend in order to be considered a real man. Now, mind you, these are 13,
hold on, time out, Trey.
14,
let me just give out the phone number because I want to hear. 15-year-old
boy.
Okay, Trey, hold on second for me. 347-855-8662. Reach out to us. 347-855-8662. If you've heard of any of this, or you're privy to it firsthand, please call us. This is just incredible. You can also reach out to us on Twitter at OnPointPHX. Trey, continue on. I'm sorry, man. This just baffles me because
my
son doing some garbage like this.
I told you, I'm going to place my foot firmly in the posterior of his abdomen. All right, let me see. I'll make it a little more street. I'll kick his ass till his nose bleeds. Let me tell you.
Okay.
The kids in school are under undue amounts of pressure to conform, to be accepted. And the things they're asked to do now are criminal.
Wow.
In order for some girls to hang out, they have to commit an oral act so they can have something called a squad. Now, when you and I were young, we got our boys together. That's my clique. That's my crew. That's my squad. Now, in order for a girl to be accepted, she has to show that she can still be a virgin, but she can't be an oral virgin. What the hell? Boys, they can have a female, a girlfriend, but they have to be a part of the manning crew. They have to man. Like man up, they have to man in order to have the girl. And that's these things are crazy. Crazy. Conforming it's not just materialistic. It's going into the structure of being just criminal. It's impeding or impairing people's lives, their physical well-being. And that's something that we should address too.
I agree with you. And for those of you who are tuning in, please tune in tonight because I have a clip I'm going to play for you tonight talking about how the system actually tweaks people and we conform to that system. Please tune in tonight. We're going to be on RadioPhoenix.org tonight at 7 p.m. Arizona time. Trey, this is I guess I'm just a little bit out of it. I had my head in the books or something that I missed out on this Manning thing. I think that if my son had come home and told me something like that, I would be at the school the next day. And I would have no problem talking to administrators and anybody. I don't care, the security guards, police. We'd be having a conversation about that. And, that just baffles me, man, that someone has made this a normal thing. Go ahead, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I think a lot of it, too, is advertisement. I mean, millions, if not billions, is spent on advertisement. You know, it's the same thing with food. Not trying to get off the subject, but it's the same thing with food when they pull that slice of pizza out and it has all that cheese and all the toppings or whatever, all the toppings that's coming off the pizza. That makes you want to go ahead and call this pizza in because you've seen it on TV. It looks so good. It's the same thing with gym shoes, clothes, technology. They make it look so good to you and so reasonable that when you get there and get it, it's something totally different. You know, so I think advertising and media plays a big part of it, too. I mean, because just about everybody has a television, you know.
Do you think that it is because we as humans are weak, or do you think that people have just figured out the psychology of getting people to assuage themselves to the perspectives of the commercials?
Both.
It could be both. It could be both. Because, I mean, after a certain age, you know, the style and the trend, it leaves you. I mean, I believe that certain styles and trends is made, like, for a younger generation.
Well, no, hold on, because I'll be damned if you find this brother in a pair of skinny jeans.
Oh,
but I'm 40 years old.
Well, like I said, you can't get in those skinny jeans no way.
You say it again, James, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying if we got fat feet, we can't get into skinny jeans anyway, so.
Speaking of which, I bet I never see another guy in skinny jeans. I can't stand to see guys that's 3 to 400 pounds
trying
to fit into skinny jeans.
I don't believe that's right. I don't believe that's right. And I recall being in a store buying jeans for my son and a gentleman arguing with his mom about skinny jeans.
And see, conforming also says that you're outside of the character of being presentable. You know, it was a nasty fad, but we'll talk more about it this evening. Rocking your jeans, now you got grown ass men wearing their pants down below the bottom of their behind with a belt on the pants. What?
Okay.
So you're showing your
briefs. Here's what makes it worse, Trey. I've seen somebody do that with skinny jeans, and I can't figure that one out.
that's a dude asking somebody to come up and do him dirty. That's just my opinion. And I'm like, I don't care how masculine you believe you are. To me, that goes like this. Excuse me. Just run up and do things. Go ahead. Run up and do things. I don't like
What I wouldn't like to see is a person, because I saw a gentleman, he was putting his skinny jeans down around his thighs. Now, I would just like to see somebody let loose a really vicious dog and see this person try and run with his skinny jeans around his
knees. First thing they do is grab the crotch of their pants and waddle. They run like they want.
Yes.
They can't run. And not on one. This isn't a color thing, but there's certain things that are expected of you. This will get your black card pulled quick. When you can't outrun the police dog, snatch his card. When you can't hit the fence, snatch his card. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Really. Really.
You know, I think we're just starting to open this can up. We got a couple more minutes left here, but I just want to say, folks, tune in tonight. We have a really good show for you planned tonight. We're going to be on RadioPhoenix.org. You can reach out to us at onpoint@gmail.com. If you want to send us some questions, you can reach us via Twitter at onpointphx. And then also, folks, just tune in tonight on RadioPhoenix.org. We have some really, really, really good stuff we're chatting about tonight. We're also going to feature our segment Behind Closed Doors. We're talking a little bit about romance. So, Lady Sincere, A. Trey, do y'all have any final thoughts? We got about a minute, some change left. What are your final thoughts today?
Here it is. Individuality is a good thing. You were born that way. So it's not a bad thing for you to have your own individual spirit. Remember, respecting yourself actually shows respect toward others. And if you want them to respect you, you'll still be able to respect yourself.
My thing is, there's nothing wrong with you wanting to be a part. Nothing wrong with that. But don't keep up with the Joneses. If you want to do it, then do it because it fits you. It makes you feel good. You know, just try to do it to keep up with the celebrities or some of these other artists. No, we don't have the money that they have. Do it because you want to do it, not to keep up with the Joneses. That's it.
Excellent. Brother Trey, we have about 20 seconds before we're out of here. Take us out, please.
Let's do this. Raise your glasses, bottoms to the top, and remember, every idea is grand, every thought is warranted, and for every step you take, and for every endeavor you make, may they always be on point.
On point. See you next week, everyone.